I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel has approved a U.S. negotiated ceasefire with Hezbollah in Lebanon aimed at ending nearly 14 months of fighting linked to the Gaza war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Have some good news to report from the Middle East.
Hours after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his security cabinet signed off on the deal.
This is designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities.
It would be the first major step toward ending regional unrest after Hamas's attack on Israel more than a year ago. President Biden hopes it can lead to a ceasefire in Gaza, too.
Over the coming days, the United States will make another push.
Still in the hours leading up to the cabinet meeting, Israel carried out its most intense wave of attacks on the Lebanese capital and suburbs, signaling it aims to keep going after Hezbollah before any truce takes hold. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
The Israeli cabinet voted Tuesday to approve the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah, which will take effect on Wednesday at 10 a.m. local time. Speaking on Israeli TV, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel retains freedom of movement to attack the Iran-backed Shia militant group if it violates the ceasefire. Israeli troops will gradually withdraw from South Lebanon, and acting Lebanese Prime Minister Naguib Mikati said 5,000 Lebanese soldiers will be deployed there. Netanyahu said the ceasefire will enable more than 60,000 residents who have been displaced from their homes in northern Israel to return. But some Israelis are skeptical that the ceasefire will really mean the end to Hezbollah attacks on northern Israel. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. Moscow awaits Donald Trump's inauguration amid escalating military tensions with Ukraine and Western powers following the Kremlin's use of a new nuclear-capable missile against Ukrainian positions. Elizabeth Chernoff narrates this report from Ricardo Marquina.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement to the world in November that Russia had fired a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile at Ukraine raised further questions on why the escalation is happening, only weeks away from the transfer of power in Washington. Putin said the Russian missile firing was a response to the outgoing Biden administration's permission for Ukraine to fire American-supplied missiles deep inside Russia. He said it was meant to show Russia can strike far into NATO territory if it wants to. The Kremlin accuses outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden of sabotaging President-elect Donald Trump's efforts to broker a quick end to the war, as Trump promised to do during his campaign. But some in Washington say Russia is not interested in stopping the war, with or without Donald Trump in the White House. For Ricardo Marquina, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
Trading partners Mexico, Canada, and China are warning U.S. President-elect Donald Trump that his threat of imposing hefty tariffs on goods would harm the economies of all involved and would risk aggravating inflation. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Trump made a surprise announcement on Monday for a 25% tariff on imports from Canada and Mexico, as well as an additional 10% levy on Chinese goods until they clamped down on drugs like fentanyl and migrants crossing the border. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum on Tuesday said imposing tariffs would cause inflation and job losses and suggested possible retaliation. The United States is by far the dominant destination for vehicles made in Mexico, with up to 79% of them heading north across the border, while Canada is America's biggest supplier of crude oil. Tariffs are paid by the companies that import goods, even though Trump frequently and incorrectly says that tariffs would hit foreign nations instead.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Rescue operations at a building that collapsed in Tanzania's commercial capital have ended after 10 days as the number of dead rose to 29. A government spokesperson said on Tuesday the owner of the building in Dar es Salaam was arrested and investigations into the November 16th collapse are ongoing. More than 80 people were rescued from the four-story building that housed dozens of shops. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.